Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, transsexuals, pansexuals, agenders, and bigenders, welcome to yet another episode of your favorite show, your favorite podcast, Bro Duder. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. We're just a couple of dudes. Yes, I said dudes. Cisgendered males, aka bigots, sexists, and racists. And yes, one of them is fucking white. He's extra bigoted. But if this is your first time, we're just a couple of dudes that grew up in an age where you didn't have to worry about being called a racist, sexist, or a bigot just because you laughed at something that you thought was funny. You cracked a joke in front of one of your buddies and they laughed and you laughed, but someone else in the corner of the room didn't laugh because they were offended. This seems to be the political climate that is crossing over our atmosphere in 2019. With that said, today we talked a little bit about Steven's latest trip to Jamaica, where he smoked a lot of ganja, man. A whole lot of fucking ganja. We talked a little bit about blue balls and sex, and even when some guys come when they take a shit. Hear about everything in this episode of Bro Duder.
I seem returned to Bro Duder. Be forewarned that this show may contain foul language such as the word fuck or cunt. This show may offend you, you may call us bigots, but that is the beauty of free motherfucking speech.
Fuck it like a pussy! Who is?
Yes, another knock, bitch!
What the fuck is this shit?
Bruh.
Holy shit.
Welcome to Bro Duder episode 39. How you doing, T-Fag?
There we go. I much prefer T-Fag to T-Bone. Thank you very much.
Well, I can't say that too much because I'll be...
Demonetized? Even though we're not monetized already.
I will be hung in the court. I hate gays. I'm homophobic. Oh.
There you
Steven.
Go.
That was...
Where'd they get that clip?
That was a deep fake. That was AI.
Adobe's AI. New...
I didn't actually say that. Adobe did not release that to the public. Please get your facts straight. It was another company.
Adobe didn't release it to the public, but I'm not the public, you see. I already have access.
What was it called? Adobe what?
I can't release that information.
Adobe what?
I can't release that information. Sorry. It's for anyone that doesn't know what we're talking about, Adobe has software where you can take samples of someone's voice, anyone's voice, and it will analyze that person's voice. I don't know how much you need to analyze. Probably, I think I heard 20 minutes, but you can actually analyze that voice and then recreate it and make it say whatever you want. So deepfakes will extend not only from video and pictures, but to the human voice. So who knows what the fuck's going to be real in 20 years because software just keeps getting fucking better.
So if you see me on Pornhub, it's definitely not a deepfake. It's real.
I thought I saw you on there a couple years ago, though. Explain that one.
What tag was it under?
It was under deep anal gaping.
Yeah. Fuck.
Accurate.
Oh.
Totally so, relatable.
So yes, I'm not gonna be an alarmist. But yeah, that's the potential. That's the potentiality of deep fakes. Someone could muster. Well, Donald Trump won't be president in 2040. But in 2040, whoever's president, they can easily make a deep fake of the president at the time. Send it to North Korea.
To South Korea.
South Korea is the cool Korea because we have Samsung. We got BTS.
K-pop.
We got the K-pop group BTS, which I'm all over right now. Not physically, just send it to North Korea and start a nuclear war, all from the comfort of their house, the hacker's house.
It is getting to that point. I mean, look at one of the last Star Wars movies. They brought back one of the actors that died.
Oh yeah,
one of the villains. I forgot which fucking guy.
Dude, they did that
shit looked fucking real. I couldn't.
They did that with Audrey Hepburn, although she did look like CGI. But I could totally see in a couple of years. Did you ever see that? I think it was like a car commercial. Audrey Hepburn. I think it was Volkswagen. You know who Audrey Hepburn is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. well, you're uncultured sometimes.
Uncultured. You're an uncultured swine. Thank you very much.
It was. They basically remade her. They animated her and everything. And apparently a lot of people couldn't tell. They thought, like, what the fuck? This is real. But I being the all-knowing, could tell it was CGI. And it looked pretty good, though. I could tell in a couple of years it'll be uncanny. You wouldn't be able to discern the difference between CG and real life. But they've done that a few times. But it's when it gets in the hands of the wrong people is when it could be scary.
Imagine how fun that would be.
Someone could call, use your voice, Tyler, call your girlfriend. Yeah, you know, it's not going to work out. And Erica's like, excuse me, bitch. No.
Easily.
Yeah, most guys would be like, you're doing me a fucking favor.
Easily, because they've got hours of you guys talking.
Yeah, on this that's podcast. True.
So if they need 20 minutes to analyze.
That's it. We got to drop this.
We got plenty.
Shut it off now. That's why on All Berduter, I talk like this. You know, this isn't my real speaking voice.
Okay. So check this out. This is on a website called motherboard.vice.com.
Oh, Baidu, that's a Chinese company too.
Is it?
I don't know. I think it is. I think it is.
Okay. So it's quotation marks. Deep voice software can clone anyone's voice with just 3 seconds of audio.
It is
using,
Baidu.
Using snippets of voices, Baidu's deep voice can generate new speech, accents, and tones. Imagine how fucking fun.
3 seconds?
3.7 seconds of someone's voice. Oh. Imagine how fucking fun that would be, though. You can make Arnold Schwarzenegger say whatever the fuck you want. You can make Trump say whatever the fuck you want.
It doesn't sound perfect, though. If you were to have a phone conversation over the phone, then
that would be shit.
You can tell. You can tell on the phone. But if we were to play it live here, it'd be like, okay, that's a fucking robot. You can tell.
You've heard it before or what?
Yeah.
With what?
Shane Dawson's YouTube. He had a documentary on it.
Oh, okay. Just on this software that we're talking about specifically or what?
It wasn't a Chinese software. It was, I'm pretty sure it was an American company. I forgot the name.
Adobe.
But it wasn't Adobe. Adobe was not released to the public. I'm going to say that again. it was a different program. But basically, he uploaded, it had instructions on how to do it. He says a couple few sentences that they have him say, and then it gives him time, like, oh, we're processing it. And then it takes him to a page where you just type in whatever you want, and then it comes out and it sounds, you know, Shane Dawson has a little gay, like, little hey, a little bit like that. You know who Shane Dawson is?
I know who he is. He's one of the OG YouTubers, but I fucking forgot about that guy 10 years ago.
Well, he did a really good documentary on Jeffree Star.
That damn, that's a long ass. Okay, you gotta edit that, please. Cut it off and left or two seconds.
This guy, when it's too short, it's fucking too long. Shit.
Well, you're out of the loop, Tyler, because he's like probably the most viewed guy right now.
Yeah. No, I think fucking makeup. Fucking that dude is at the top of the food chain right now.
Oh, Jeffree Star?
No, not even Jeffree Star. Some Asian looking kid.
Oh, that guy's funny,
fucking
actually.
Killing it.
That guy's hilarious.
He does makeup on YouTube?
Yeah.
Like tutorials or what?
I think so. I don't know.
He's hilarious. Well, not through his videos, but because on Twitter he posts like little short videos, and it's hilarious. Anyways, made me lose my train of thought. Where was
Shane
I?
Dawson? Talking about.
Oh yeah, so he types it in and he has his computer hooked up to speakers. And you can hear it. You can hear it's like it sounds like him, but you can tell it's like that little digital noise. Like it sounds like a robot.
Oh, okay.
Like our intro lady.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly like that, but not as bad as that. But you could tell, okay, it's mimicking his voice. It kind of has that tinge of his voice, but you could tell it's like something's not right. It's a robot. But they tested it by calling, like he called his mom. And he didn't say anything. She just answered and he starts typing in and she just keeps talking as if it's like she thinks it's him. And then after when she's like, what'd you say? And he repeats it. But you know, when you repeat something and it's a robot, it sounds exactly the same way.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
that's when she's like, okay, wait, what's going on?
That's pretty funny.
So that's really the where you can get someone over the phone because, you know, you can blame it on spotty connection
But soon it's going to be.
Yeah, soon.
Yeah.
Imagine, I mean, I don't know if Adobe actually has this software. Yeah,
I think they do. I think I heard that they have.
Adobe has this software? Yeah, what do you mean?
I mean, I don't know how good it is. And I don't think they've actually shown how fucking powerful it is.
Let's just say this. It's good enough to where they decided not to release it to the public.
Imagine how
the third time I said that.
I know.
Oh, it's going to get it'll get out.
It'll get out. It definitely will.
Some Chinamen will.
Baidu. Baidu is the Chinese company.
Oh, they're doing their own.
See, and it's not racist to be like, oh, fuck, it's a Chinese company. You have to be weary because it's a Chinese company because, hello, China is the biggest big brother state. They just, I just read an article, actually. I should have linked it. China banned like 18,000 people from using public transportation last year because of a poor social rating.
Damn, really?
Yeah, hold on. Let me look at that.
That's fucked up.
China.
Dang. Ruthless. China's the future of this world.
Not if Alex Jones can help it.
They're going to steal Google.
But, okay, going back to that, since you brought him up, think about it. What is their end game, though? If, say it all, it's all real, the globalists, Big Brother spying on, getting all your information. And I can totally see, and this isn't a Democrats versus Republicans thing, but let's analyze the policies. The Democrats are mostly for the welfare, the state dependency. Why would they want to build state dependency? So, because it's easier to control people who are dependent on the government. Okay, that makes sense. Now, what if the globalists get their goal? Everyone's dependent on the state and everyone's just subservient. What's their end goal? What is the point?
Well, obviously there's a breakaway society that is
that's right.
NASA and CIA. The
breakaway government. It's really important to understand this.
They're going to siphon off the resources from everyone.
Right. So exactly. So say they do get it, the breakaway government, breakaway society. And then what?
Yeah. Like, what's the point of that?
And then what?
I don't get that either.
That's what's... See, Alex Jones has to question the questioning. Okay, go on. What about...
I have to go back for a second. I was just going to say, this is in 2016. This is an article on arstechnica.com. Adobe demos Photoshop, in quotation marks, Photoshop for audio lets you edit speech as easily as text. It says Voco, I guess that's the name of their software. Voco Tech ingests speech, deconstructs it, then creates new words from scratch. So that's pretty scary. I mean, being able to edit voice like that, you could just take anyone's voice and make them say whatever the fuck you want.
I mean,
that's potentially, like he said, you could make Trump say, oh yeah, we're going to fucking launch a nuke on somebody. And
I've never really cared about voice things. Like if they're like, oh, there's a clip of this person saying that, I'm like, okay, it could be fake. Like, yeah. I've always kind of thought that for a while.
Yeah, I mean, now we're at the point where it definitely
now, fake. Yeah, now we're at the point where it is fake. So, I mean, I've always thought that. I've never really incriminated people just because there's like some clip of something, but that's just me.
Just like that clip.
Now, if there's video, they do video, you know?
Well,
and then match it up with your voice, then you got some shit to worry about, I guess. But by then, everybody already knows. It's like, now, you know not to believe the shit, you know?
Yeah. I could see it happening to get people, or people doing it to get people fired from their jobs.
Ooh.
I mean, say it makes national news or even public news, and that company has a decision. I mean, you can go to your employee. Hey, that wasn't me. That was a deep fake. Like, here's, you know, I didn't say that. And say you are telling the truth. I think even if you had evidence, the employer would be like, fuck, our hands are tied. Like, even though it still happened, it's still out in the public, I got to let you go or else there's still going to be backlash against us as a company.
And legally, too. I mean, you know, you can get... People can frame you for things.
Yeah, easily.
So there's going to have to be some type of revisions to law to where, you know, I don't know if they can tell, like if they can get the actual audio file and tell it's been tampered with or if it's fake or something. I don't know if that's a thing, but I don't think so either. So there's going to have to be some sort of revisions in the law or we're just going to have to live stream our lives 24/7 so that we have alibis. It's really the only way to be safe.
You don't?
And that's not far-fetched.
IRL.
That's not a far-fetched future.
It's really not.
Everyone just live streaming at the same, 24/7?
It's not far-fetched at all.
I think we said it in a previous episode. Everything's just going to turn into fucking WALL-E. We're all on fucking chairs, fucking screens coming down in front of our
face.
I
mean, that's your alibi. Gonna... That'd protect you from things like that. It's like, well, I didn't say that because here's my, check my stream.
Check my stream, bro.
Really, though?
Like those people in Apex, with their names are just Twitch.
I fucking hate when I see that. It's like,
I'm not going there.
I know.
I'm not going to go see it.
I feel like live streaming sometimes is all the time, so I don't get accused of shit. Like if I'm hanging out with a girl or something, I don't want to be accused like I did some, you know, there's all these fucking rape allegations and shit. I'm like, fuck. You never know these days.
Just have a body cam.
Yeah, exactly. Like a cop. I'll be like a cop with a fucking body cam, dude.
That's scary. Glad I'm married.
Like do a photo shoot one day and girl wants to fucking say some shit. I try to do some shit. Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that.
I ain't gonna play that shit.
Live stream the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Actually, that's a good idea. Live stream your photo shoots.
I know it is a good idea. I didn't think of live streaming it, but I've thought of like having someone sort of take B-roll and shit and put together little videos of it.
You're welcome. I'll take 10%. Thank you very
much. Live streaming is a better idea, though.
I could take some B-roll of you less with my work.
Hey, iPhones are legit. What are you talking about?
iPhone X, yeah, sure. My fucking 6S Plus is so fucking slow.
Oh, no, I'm talking about taking a video.
They are legit.
Legitimate videos taken with an iPhone 7.
Yeah, dude, my 6S Plus takes 240 frames per second video at 720p, but 240 fucking frames per second. That's ultra fucking slow-mo. I don't even, how slow, 120 frames slowed down to 24 frames per second is how? Slow
20%
or something, 20%, like that.
I think, yeah.
So, more, 240 frames
twice that, I guess.
10%.
That's the only way it can play CSGO. 240 frames, per
yeah.
Second.
No, that's on good, a but that's big. It's a smaller, what do you call it, like megabytes per second, or not? Well, the resolution too, but the actual sample rate is way smaller on those, like, yeah. way smaller.
The quality sucks,
yeah. The call compared to, well, I mean, compared to like a cinema camera or something,
oh, yeah,
like, or even something like this,
yeah.
They have 240 FPS 24 inch monitors.
At what resolution?
There's been feature films.
Any?
There's been feature films done solely on iPhone already that came out in movie theaters.
Yeah, like, I remember.
It's called Unsane.
Unsane.
Yeah, it came out in movie theaters and everything. All shot on the iPhone.
They probably had fucking crazy lenses for it though. Because
they did have lenses. You kind of have to.
Yeah.
Can't just shoot on a fucking 24 millimeter constant for a whole movie.
I remember, was that the one that Casey Neistat had a part in? I remember he was part of a project that where they were recording an entire movie only on an iPhone. And I remember seeing one of his videos on it. I don't know if
maybe
that was the one that he was in or not, but.
Casey Neistat, that guy fell off, didn't he?
Dude, he's big. He's hanging out with Kevin Hart.
He's huge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He didn't fall off at all.
I think he's making a movie with him or a show or something with Kevin Hart right now.
Bigger than he's ever been.
Really?
Yeah, he's fucking huge still.
I never followed him. Maybe that's why.
I used to like his videos, but he just got so big now that he's just not cool anymore.
He's a fucking sellout.
Such a fucking shill.
Selling out to Kevin Hart? Kevin Hart didn't even sell out. The Oscars?
Oh, yeah.
He was supposed to host the Oscars.
He basically said, fuck you, I'm not going to apologize for tweets that I wrote 10 years ago.
What are we talking about?
We're just all over the place.
We're bullshitting all over the place. You know what I want to bullshit about is this Great American Flag. So, listeners, if you haven't seen the video, we have a beautiful table with an American flag on. Or it's not an American flag. It's actually, was it a tablecloth, Steven?
I don't know what the fuck it is.
Fuck's going on with the camera, right? We place our laptops on and there's a disgruntled commenter on the YouTube recently. What is he saying, Tyler? Take your shit off the flag.
Well, he said, dum-dums, take your shit off the fake flag, which that's, he kind of, how do you say it? He said, take your shit off of the fake flag. And that's it. It is a fake flag. This is not a real American flag. It's black and white. So at that point, it ceases to be an American flag if it's not red, white, and blue. That's literally the fucking colors of the flag. So
yeah, I just wanted to address that. We are for free speech. The 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. I'm just kidding. The Constitution. But we're not those crazy, get your shit off the flag, American flag, don't disrespect that flag, boy. I'll wear American flag jumper pants, like, what's his name? Rex Kwando.
Who's that?
Remember Napoleon Dynamite?
Oh, yeah. Is that his fucking...
Rex Kwando, yeah, he had those American flag pants. You don't want to get roundhouse kicked in the face with these bad boys.
We had Chris here. He's a veteran. He didn't say, like, oh, get your shit off the fucking flag.
Yeah, because he's not a fucking idiot.
Exactly.
He's not an idiot. He's not a keyboard.
He's not a flag. Simple. The argument ends there. It's not a fucking flag.
It's got stars and stripes. You're disrespecting it.
It's actually a blanket. I use this to cover, keep myself warm. It's my
jizz rag.
Oh, I can see it right here.
I want to address last episode though, real quick. We talked about the battle royale, the battle royales. You left a. We talked briefly on the Isles of Nine. You left a review on.
Oh yeah.
Wait. Explain. I did want to mention. You bought the game.
Okay.
You bought the game, and did you enjoy it or did you not enjoy it?
I did not enjoy it.
How long did you play it for?
2.2 hours on record, apparently. I'm looking on my Steam account right now.
So apparently they stopped developing the game?
They stopped developing the game. They put out an announcement. I think they tweeted about it, but basically they're no longer supporting the game at all. I think last episode I said there was currently 7 people playing the game with an all-time high of 9,000 something players.
So they ceased development, and then you got pretty butthurt, bro.
I did get butthurt. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I paid $25, according to my Steam review. I paid $25, played for 2.2 hours.
$25, that's like, that's one meal at Chick-fil-A.
That's a half a meal for me at Chick-fil-A.
No, for you. You order like 4 chicken sandwiches.
No joke.
2 regular Cokes. I never get filled up, dude, at Chick-fil-A. I had to order so much.
I had to spend like $20 last time I went to Chick-fil-A.
Easy.
What did you get?
4 chicken sandwiches and a fry.
Oh my God. With like
fucking 8 to
I was exaggerating that. You get 4 chicken sandwiches?
Fuck yeah.
And if nuggets. I'm starving, and fries.
No, I didn't get nuggets, but fries I did. Those waffle fries are good.
Fries, huh?
Yeah.
Two in the fucking chest.
My old buddy fries. Freedom fries.
You got a God Coke too?
No, I don't drink Coke, thank you.
Oh, okay, excuse you. I'm above that.
No, I just don't like.
There's a lot of soybean oil in
Chick-fil-A.
I'm
sure there is.
Oh, yes.
I'm a soy boy.
Yes.
I'm sure those sauces have a shit ton of soybean oil in them.
I'll address a comment about that after. Go ahead.
Soybean oil. I was going to say, though, it was going to be $20, but you never got to never forget to use a secret coupon code at Chick-fil-A. God hates fags. 10% off.
Fraction 10% off. Nice.
So it was like $18. So this game, Isle of Nine, fucking piece of shit game, was not fun. They kind of tried to do what Apex Legends has done with the battle royale genre. There was no special abilities like Overwatch. There was nothing like that. There was no classes. Everyone was just a common foot soldier, just like PUBG or Fortnite or anything like that. But it was a much more, I don't know, the movement was a lot smoother, more like Call of Duty than like PUBG. Their movement is kind of janky. So people liked it a lot. It was getting clout. Shroud was playing it. So I bought it because friends were playing it. Didn't enjoy it. The whole time I was playing it, I was like, fuck, let's just play some Rainbow Six. Let's play some PUBG, whatever. This is before Apex was out. So my review was, bought this game for around $25, played for 2 hours, tried to refund it, but it was just over the playtime. Then it goes free to play after the development has ceased, quote, in air quotes. This was a total cash grab. Define Human Studios, which is the developer, can define D's nuts. Never purchasing another title from them again. And 4 people found this review funny. One person found this review helpful.
Well, I'm going to tell you that review sounded like you had a lot of soybean rage in you.
You know what? That was back in my soy days, dark times back then. So
yeah, just finished, you polished off a Big Mac from McDonald's.
No, fuck that. That's been a long time. Probably I could have had some Chick-fil-A before that though, which would have been a
triggered your soy rage.
soy rage.
Well, according to a listener, an avid listener, we can't escape the soybean oil epidemic. He sent in he messaged us on Instagram and basically showed an article where, what is it? What was
everything
it? Like 70% of cows are fed some kind of feed that has soy in it or soybeans in it. And I was shocked.
You were shook?
I was shocked and shook. I was shocked, shook, and shanked.
I was so shook that I had to go to Chick-fil-A and order shanked a with shock. Chicken sandwich.
I was shanked with shock and made me shook. Being a soy boy is virtually inescapable unless we have a
free range.
Yeah, well, the two cheapest substances in this country are probably corn and fucking soy. It's in everything. You can't buy a fucking product on the shelf in a regular store unless it's fucking organic. It doesn't have that shit. Mm. Without corn or soy.
I remember,
it's fucking impossible. Everything fucking has it in there.
I remember for a while I was trying to increase my protein intake and I was doing all this research and then I went to the market and I found some edamame. I was like, dude, this soy, shit's packed literally soy with protein. But it's soy. It's literally soy. So it's like Mother Nature playing a cruel trick on.
I mean, if you go free range, you should be fine.
Well, grass-fed beef, you were saying the cows are fed all this, the grain has soy or whatever. The cows are being fed all kinds of bullshit that's eventually going to be in your system because whatever the cow eats, you're eventually going to get the byproduct of that. But grass-fed steak bypasses all that because they're eating their natural diet grass.
Yeah. There's so,
the hormones that are pumped into them, all the shit that's in the grain-fed cows, you're not getting any of that. So you're not getting any soy because there's no fucking soy in grass. So
it has to be free-range?
Well, free-range or grass-fed. Yeah. Free-range is more...
It's the same thing. It's just...
For chickens or...
Well, it's free-range kind of poultry. Any animal.
Any animal,
but it's mostly they use it for chickens, yeah.
You don't usually see
because what does a fucking beef? Chicken eat? I mean, yeah.
Exactly. Like...
Chicken eats whatever the fuck.
Soybeans.
Purely soybeans.
Probably.
Or you can hunt.
That's true.
You hunt your own food. That's as free range as it gets.
Yeah, but that's free range grass. That's the beauty of a free market economy. Capitalism. I don't have to go out and do that bullshit. Well, that's where you're wrong, buddy. When the apocalypse comes,
you're going to have to do that.
You're going to be begging me.
Yeah, you don't have to, but I mean, it's cheaper. It's healthier.
It's cheaper to hunt?
Yeah. Hell yeah. What do you mean it's cheaper?
Okay, in the long run, I'd say it's cheaper, but I've seen the prices it costs to take your meat to your kill to a butcher and chop it up and freeze
that's why
it.
Why you don't go to a butcher? You do it yourself. It's fucking easy. Pull up a YouTube video and.
Okay, so that's when it's like, okay, is it worth my time to do this shit? Fuck.
I'm just saying, if you go out for a weekend and you kill one elk, that's 1,000 pounds of meat right there. That's going to last you over a year.
Oh, really?
It's going to give your family.
I didn't realize it was that much.
Yeah, this one animal. You can kill a deer that's like hundreds of pounds of meat right there.
One deer.
How much money are you going to save on just that one deer, you know?
How much would it be to take it to the butcher and do all that stuff, though?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Say it's a few hundred bucks.
If that's Russell on
if
that.
It's, if it's a few hundred bucks, it could still be worth it if it's still a
cheaper,
year's
yeah. I mean,
worth of meat.
Sure, there's an investment in a gun, but, well, that's a good investment. Not just for hunting, you know? Buy a gun, but guns are pretty cheap. I mean, you buy...
Protect yourself from government.
Yeah, you buy a rifle for a couple hundred bucks. I mean,
damn,
pretty cheap.
Now hunting is a little bit more appealing to me.
Pay a little fee to get your license one time, and then, you have to buy tags, but tag. I mean, unless you're hunting an exotic animal, it's not going to be expensive, you know? Unless you want to hunt like a fucking... rare sheep in the Alps or something.
It's a year's worth of meat, but if you freeze it, it'll be good for a year?
Yeah, it'll be good all year. Yeah, people stack their freezers with literally thousands of pounds.
You don't even have to hunt. You can go to a farm and be like, I want that cow right there. I don't know how much that's going to cost, but they'll kill it and you can get that fucking meat. Probably a good chunk of change to do that, but it's probably cheaper than buying
meat
all year.
In the long run,
it's probably cheaper. You know?
But yeah, I mean, hunting's a crazy good deal.
Wait, you said there's places you can go?
Yeah, you could do that.
You can go to like a free-range farm.
That's even more cruel and say, I want that cow right there. Let me
slap him up nice and good.
There you go.
I'll be back in a week feeding nothing but soybean oil. He's nice and fat.
Give him some donuts while you're at it.
Those cows are probably pumped with antibiotics, though.
Well, that's why you go to a free-range farm or something like that.
Oh. You have to look for cows not... or dairy not sourced from RBHT or RBST. There's hormones that they pump into the cows. I forgot the names of them, but look for it. It's RBST, something like that, on dairy products or steak.
Yeah, I've seen that.
There's also, if you hunt like a deer or an elk or something like that, those meats are packed with vitamins that beef doesn't have. packed with vitamin
D. Dude, seriously, hunting is becoming more appealing to me now.
That's the main reason I want to hunt, is because of that.
I'm trying to escape the soy.
Escaping the soy, and how much money are you going to save?
Exactly.
Obviously, you're not going to eat the same thing every night, but, you know.
Well, you can dress it up differently, have some.
Exactly.
Deer tacos,
if you wanted to, if you realistically wanted to, you could use that meat all year long,
deer
only
pizza,
and save a lot of money.
And say you're on track to not using it all. Sell that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably sell it to family or friends, because if you sell it to a stranger, I wouldn't trust the strangers.
But not even including meat. If you're trying to escape soy, it's fucking hard. Good luck trying to find a fucking salad dressing that doesn't have soy in it. Fucking luck.
Even if you look at the ingredients in the market, it'll say vegetable oil and in parentheses canola and or soybean. So you don't even know if there's soybean or not. It could be canola. It could be soybean. It could be both. Who knows?
I don't think you can.
Vegetables.
Did you ever find out what a canola is?
Yeah, it's a rape seed.
Yeah, remember? Rape seed.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't think you can sell meat that you hunt.
Oh, you can't.
You're allowed to do that.
Well, you can't.
Yeah.
But
can't. Because then people would just like mass hunt shit, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you have to have like a food processor's license, all that shit, probably.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's certain ways you can get around it. Like you can, but that's not a wild animal. Like you can sell elk, but I think those are captive elks, you know?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know if there's anything about gifting it to people, and then all of a sudden, oh, I got this $500 check.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can't, but yeah. But you probably wouldn't really want to, honestly. Once you try it and you start learning how to cook it good, you're probably gonna want that meat for yourself, and unless you have a surplus of it, of course. But
shit, I'm gonna try that. So if I just go to the market and buy one of those little grass-fed beefs, I'm good. No soy.
Shouldn't
well, it's
be
definitely
soy,
a lot but, better. I mean, I don't know if it's 100% no soy, but because I think there is some ways to get around it where they have to feed. I think we talked about this, like
60% grass fed, and then
so they could
40%
be feeding some, but that's still
something.
Definitely better. I mean, 60% less, you know.
Yeah. There's also
soy
pasture raised, which is that's labeling it a combination of both grain.
I'll only be 30% soy boy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you're branded a soy boy for the rest of your life. Scarred for life.
You eat KFC, you're a soy boy.
We're going to go hunting up here in the mountains right here. You should go later this year.
What mountains?
Right up here in the San Gabriel Mountains.
What, hunting mountain lion? Aren't mountain lions up there? I didn't know.
There's deer up there.
Really?
Yeah, holy and there's shit. Bear too.
Aren't there deers over in your neighborhood? Shoot one of those.
It don't work that way.
Oh, shit. I accidentally missed and hit a kid.
Imagine.
Oh, there's no deer here. What the fuck?
I've seen deer in San Dimas before, like just in Villa Verde and stuff. Like one, not a whole fucking pack of them or anything like that.
You have to go to like a designated hunting area, huh?
Yeah.
Imagine if there's like a deer just running around in the neighborhood of San Dimas. Someone's back just shoots it.
Well,
in the
I mean,
street.
If an animal's on your land, then you can kill it. Ooh. So if you have land somewhere where there's deer, yeah, you can kill that animal.
Just hunting. What kind of, I want to talk about your Jamaica trip. What kind of animals are in Jamaica, actually, real quick?
There's a lot of jokes that could be made.
Oh, you didn't see any animals over in Jamaica?
I don't think I saw any wildlife besides like birds and shit, you know, like, what do you call a water bird?
I want to talk about your Jamaica trip because...
seabird, there we go.
I want to talk about your Jamaica trip. Jamaica, because it's Jamaican me crazy that we haven't talked about.
See what you did there.
I cracked myself up. no, actually, episode joke. Was it episode 15?
I think it was episode 11.
So a while back, guys, there's an episode that we recorded in the old studio.
Mm-hmm.
With our old setup that we scratched because we had terrible audio. We used my gaming microphone for some reason. It was the first time we were experimenting with like additional microphones other than me and Tyler, mm-hmm. Mr. T-Bone.
T-Fag.
So we had to scratch it, but it was a great it was a great, is that what you prefer? It was a great great story about Jamaica. So Steven, when did you go to Jamaica?
I went to Jamaica last summer on my birthday in June.
Did you get your hair braided?
I did not.
Oh.
I had a lot of people asking everywhere I went. The girls asked if I could braid my hair.
Ooh. Then did you really go to Jamaica?
I guess I didn't. It's a good point.
Did you hit any Jamaica booty?
I did not. I'm a little scared to do that.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Okay, you pay up.
I had some girls try to like get at me, and at the at Margaritaville.
You look like a lion.
I did hear that. I heard that in those exact lines.
What's his
lion
name?
Lion man.
What's like, the guy that owns fucking Margaritaville? He's a billionaire.
Oh, I know who that is.
It's his name's name. Literally on the fucking Margaritaville. So-and-so is Margaritaville.
Yeah, what about him?
Oh, I was going to say he's a fucking billionaire. But he's like a millionaire. Probably.
What did they do with Jamaica?
Because he was in Jamaica at Margaritaville.
Oh, yeah, you said I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
Jimmy Buffett. There you go.
Did you say you're at Margaritaville?
Yeah, I wasn't listening. Sorry. Yeah, I was at Margaritaville.
Were you wasted away again?
And it was super packed in there, like shoulder to shoulder. Everybody was there. Some DJ playing. And then I went around the corner. There's a bar like sort of in the back. And then I'm getting a drink at that bar. And then some local girl like just grabs my hand and starts pulling me around.
Ooh.
And we go on like this little dock. It's kind of like a dock that goes around the building, and it's super narrow. And I'm like, where the fuck is she taking me? It's all dark and shit. She's taking me around the back, and then we come out the backside, and there's like a whole separate club popping off back there. And there's just like fucking girls twerking everywhere and shit. It was fucking wild. There's separate DJ, separate bar. And
slips you a Molly.
No, I bought her a drink. I don't remember what drink it was. And yeah, but I found out later that those girls are trying to get green cards or whatever, or get into the country or something. So they're like all over the dudes there. Like, they weren't on me because I kind of just brushed them off after. I was like, whatever. You know, she brought me back to this dope ass place because it was way better back there. And I bought her a drink, and then I went back and I got my brother, my sister, my dad, and I brought them all to that spot in the back.
Yeah.
And we partied back there.
Guys,
and like,
come over here.
I think it was my dad or my brother, maybe both of them at one point had like two or three girls just like twerking on them and shit. Like two or three girls. I was like, fuck yeah, dude. It was cool.
I wonder if those girls are like the one. I knew a guy that I used to work with who was in the military stationed in South Korea. And he said he would go to the bars down there and the girls would go up to you just like they did in Jamaica for you. And they would start talking to you. And he said he would buy them drinks, but he thinks they were hookers. He thinks they would just try to get you to buy them drinks and pay for drinks, but he thinks they were working with the bar, and the bartender would only be giving the girl non-alcoholic drinks, and they would be giving him alcoholic drinks. He said he bought so many drinks for himself and so many drinks for this girl that she just like grabbed him and took him to the back and had sex with him. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm too scared for like STDs and shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
Sleeping around places like that, especially. But yeah, it was cool. I mean, I'm sure there was.
What are you trying to say about Jamaica?
Some hookers too, not just Jamaica. Shit, a lot of places in America.
Jamaica
too.
Is a very beautiful place. Very beautiful.
It does look
place.
Like a beautiful
it is
place.
Beautiful. You're right.
You were in the capital, right? What's it called?
This is the capital. Kingston, is that the capital? Sounds I don't know. Familiar. Look it up.
King Mala.
I didn't go to Kingston though. I don't think it is Kingston. I think
or like the main city.
I was in Montego Bay.
Oh, Kingston. Yeah.
I didn't go to Kingston. I went to Montego Bay. I went a couple other places too outside of that. But no, Jamaica's cool. As soon as I got off the flight, just boom, beer, red stripe beer in my hand. Yeah. Just outside. You can just drink in public. Just right outside. There's like, we're gonna take a shuttle to the airport. I'm just walking around outside with a beer, get handed a joint right there, and it's like, all right,
what?
Cool. Yeah, just like that, dude. It was cool. And literally everywhere you go, people are offering to buy you in the hotel and everything. Like the workers at the resort are like, yeah, you need some? You know, I'm like, cool. You could literally get it anywhere. There's dudes sneak on the resort because on the beach right there, you can only be there if you're staying at the resort, you know, or you work there. Mm-hmm. But guys like, they have it. They're working with the security and the management, so they'll like let them come on for like 5 minutes, you know, and they'll try and sell you shit, try and sell you weed, and then they have to bounce.
Now, do they have strict rules against that? I think
it's illegal.
Okay, so it's illegal. But what if you were to get caught? Is it like Iraq, where they would just behead your ass?
I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that bad in Jamaica, but it's definitely it's illegal.
Jesus,
but it's fucking everywhere.
Yeah, how could it be illegal still in Jamaica, but everyone is offering it?
Yeah,
that
it's makes, fucking everywhere.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know how it works. I don't think it's illegal to grow, but I don't know. But definitely illegal to sell it anyways.
Okay, that's why they're just giving it to you. Hey, you got a spliff.
Well, no. There's, a lot of them are selling it. Just some people were handing it out.
Yeah. So
to me,
cannabis in Jamaica is illegal, but possession of small amounts was reduced to a petty offense in 2015. Cannabis is locally known as ganja, and internationally, cannabis consumption plays a prominent role in the nation's public image, being tied to cultural touchstones such as Rastafari and reggae music.
I went up to called 9 Mile, where Bob Marley was born, the house he was born in. I took a little tour there, and when you pull up there, it's like a pretty ghetto place, and it's way up in the mountains. Like, there's some sketchy ass roads and shit, middle of freaking nowhere. Like, people don't have electricity there, they don't have running water. They have like tanks on the roof where they collect rainwater, you know, and that's their running water.
How often does it rain?
Well, it's like a rainforest, so I'm pretty sure it rains pretty often.
Just a giant smoke cloud around his house.
Pretty much. I mean, when we show up, it's like enclosed by walls and shit. But we show up and you get off the bus and there's like a wall, the wall that it's inside of. And then there's another wall, like literally only a couple feet wide. And there's like a dude in there slanging brownies and weed and stuff. And the people that are going to give you a tour take you out there to buy it. buy it and you go take the tour, and we're walking through the house smoking. They don't care. That's like taking the tour through Bob Marley's house, smoking a spliff.
God bless the Bob Marley. That was inside
the house he was born in, where he was born and raised in.
And it set up like a little business. Up near,
they call it Zion.
Zion.
Mount Zion, which is also the name of the national park we talked about last episode.
But yeah.
Totally unconnected.
Is it connected to the Zionist Jews?
I don't think so. It's really freaking beautiful up there.
Is it also connected to the Matrix, the Zion and Matrix?
It is. It actually
is. Damn, Zion?
It definitely is.
What is up with Zion? It applies to everything. Jamaica is Zion, Mount Zion, Utah, Zion and Jews, Zion and Matrix. I got to look that up. Zion, man.
Okay. It's Zion. It's kind of like almost, when I think of Zion, the word Zion, I think of Mecca or something like that, like whatever.
I think,
like,
it means the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, okay, they're calling this Zion, where Bob Marley was born. That's where they're easily the most famous Jamaican person ever born.
I think it was called that before
Rastafari
before him.
So I thought it was named after he was.
It is a Rastafari town, though. It's all it's all Rastafaris there. Yeah. So it's like that's the religion there, and hardcore Rastafarians there. That's all that's up there.
Did you get down with the Rastafarians?
No, I just bought stuff from them.
Bought some trinkets and treasures, some tourist shit, right?
Yeah, tourist stuff. I actually brought a whole bunch back with me, too, on the plane.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A shit ton.
Wait, so if you were to get caught with that, what would happen?
I'd be in some shit.
The fuck are you thinking, bro?
I ate a whole bunch.
YOLO.
I ate a whole bunch of brownies before the flight, and I brought a whole bunch back too.
YOLO.
I was a little worried though, because it's kind of sketchy buying stuff in another country from people you don't know.
Yeah,
you never know what's in it, kind of. Especially
exactly.
Like brownies. You know, you can put anything in a brownie. I mean,
yeah.
Weed. It's like you kind of can tell. I mean, I guess you could like spray it with something or something like that. But
ew, what do you mean spray it?
Well, I mean, if you wanted to screw with someone, you could like spray something on weed, and they're gonna smoke it.
What's that something?
I don't know. I'm just saying, in particular, anything.
PCP.
It could be anything. Or you could like dust it with cocaine or something.
They have mouth spray PCP.
But with
pretty good.
With food, though, you know, eating a brownie with stuff baked in it, you don't never.
Oh, yeah, definitely that.
But
yeah,
but the guy is like, it's all natural stuff here. The guy who works at the resort who takes us over is like, completely natural. This is more natural than you'll get.
All natural.
More than you'll get in America, because America, it's like all made in labs
made in
and
labs,
stuff, you know?
Genetically
so it's like super
modified.
Strong. Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't it better if it's closely
like how, well, the wheat's
nurtured.
Better here, stronger here for sure because of that, because it's in labs. And
but okay, so does stronger equal better?
Yeah, it does.
You gotta buy less of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know, I know those people who smoke tobacco because it's like they like the and you know they this is a good quality tobacco, it's smooth and blah blah blah, and also the head change that comes with it.
Yeah.
Is it the same with weed? It's like, okay, it's better. California weed is better because, I don't know, it's smoother to smoke and everything besides the high.
I don't think most people who smoke habitually, at least, really care about the smoothness. I mean, that is definitely an aspect. I think it's more about how strong it is and like the taste, how it tastes. I mean, I guess smoothness is too, but I don't really hear people worrying about that much when they're, you know?
So there's different strains, and I've read like Cap'n Crunch and all these like tasty sounding ones.
You've read.
Yeah. You've done a lot of reading.
Oh yeah, I've read. No. There's like all these little tasty sounding ones.
I guess I'm right here, you ones, right?
Do they add, like there's, I'm pretty sure there's one called Oreos or something.
Oh yeah, Oreos. He's got a box of that right over there.
So you got an eighth of that right here.
Does it actually taste like that?
No.
It's just
why the fuck do they name it that?
They give it random fucking names.
Like some do have like kind of a taste and a smell to them, but not really. For the most part, it kind of all tastes and smells similar. Like it tastes and smells like weed, but there is definitely different tastes from strain to strain that you can tell, but it all has a weed taste. It's not like, oh wow, this tastes exactly like Captain Crunch. Oh my God, you know?
Yeah.
Not even close.
I went to a place one time where they were selling one called Cat Piss. And I heard that it didn't taste anything like cat.
That one actually, I think it's called that because it does kind of smell like it. There's like a strain of weed that smells like strong cat piss.
Yeah.
I think that's where that name comes from.
That's for the crazy cat ladies.
Yeah, the weed's definitely way better here than in Jamaica. I will say that. It's cheap though. And easy to get.
In Jamaica, it's cheaper?
In Jamaica. I mean, it's easy to get here, too, because I can just go to a dispensary if I want to.
But it's not federally.
But, I mean, I literally couldn't walk, like, 20 feet without someone basically harassing me to give me weed in Jamaica.
Did any shady characters mug you?
There was some of those guys that I was saying, working with the management, where they'd let them kind of come onto the beach and sell stuff. There was one dude who was trying to invite me and my sister and my brother to... like a house party. He's like, yeah, it's like out in the mountains over here. We just go to the house party. And I'm just like, they wanted to go. I'm like,
oh my God.
Don't be stupid. Man. Like, I was like, don't be stupid. Cause I mean, my sister and brother are young, you know, they're like 19 years old.
No dice, my man. No dice.
Yeah. And, he's a guy I actually bought some weed from. Though. But like,
I'll buy some weed from you.
No, I think my brother did. But, yeah, that was kind of scary. Like, I just felt weird about it. I was like, what? Like, I'm not going to go to some party in the like at midnight in Jamaica in the freaking jungle.
You should have been like, tell me why I should go to your fucking random house in the middle of the jungle when I can hang out with Jimmy Buffett right here in Margaritaville.
He was cool though.
He's like a billionaire.
He was cool. Like I was like, can you rap or sing or anything? And he like started busting out rap with that Jamaican accent. And, like, I had no clue what he's saying, but it just sounds cool in that accent. I was like, hell yeah. And he had a sick flow and everything. And he started singing and everything. I was like, this is cool. It was like a cool experience. We're sitting on the beach in Jamaica and like there's some local dude just like rapping and singing to us. It was pretty sweet.
Did they panhandle you?
No.
They didn't panhandle you for money? Because I remember...
My brother just bought like $60 a week.
Oh, okay. It was a little song and dance. Because I remember... When we went to downtown LA last week, there was that guy that came up to us and...
That ain't Jamaica, bro.
No, I know, but he came up to us and was like, oh, yeah, begging for money. And he's like, I can only give you a song. I can sing you a song. That's the only thing I can offer you.
I went to a place called Duns River Falls. It's just like cascading waterfalls that you hike up. And when you finish and you leave, there's all these street merchants with their little booths set up and stuff. And dude, they're so like, they will not leave you alone. They're trying to get you to buy stuff. They basically are harassing you. And like even one of them like grabs some girl's arm and he's like pulling her into the shop and stuff. I'm like, dude, you can't do that shit. That's in 2018
crazy. Hashtag
you know?
Me too.
But I mean, yeah, hey, exactly. It's Jamaica, they can.
And the guy's like, the guy who because everywhere we went, basically a guy went with us from the hotel and he's like our tour guide, I guess you'd say, you know, he's a local dude. And he's like, when we get out of here, like, don't talk to him. Don't stop and talk to him. Don't even make eye contact. Just keep walking because they're going to surround you and try and get you to buy shit. And I thought he was over-exaggerating, but it was crazy.
What's the legal drinking age in Jamaica?
18, I think.
Oh, wow.
Because my sister and my brother were legally drinking, so it's 18 or younger, one of the
two. Yeah, but if they're younger than that, they could probably still drink anyways. And
in Jamaica,
well, they would have still drank because I would have got them drinks. But yeah, it was, I don't know if it's younger than 18. I know it's at least 18. It might be younger though, but I think it's 18.
I remember at one point, I knew somebody that said the drinking age in Hawaii, specifically in the United States, was 18, but the rest of the country it was still 21.
That's not true, still, is it?
No, I don't think so. But people would used to go to vacation to Hawaii just to drink because of the drinking age was 18.
When was this? Before Hawaii was a state?
I don't know.
Isn't there a federal drinking
age? That's what I thought too, but this is what I was told. Unless he thought that and they were just giving him drinks. I mean, I went into a bar.
I heard that in UK there's no limit on the age you can drink.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
In the UK. Somewhere in the UK that there's no
age. I know the age of consent in the UK is 16.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No, not in the UK. I think in a, it's more specifically a city called Heathrow. Because I...
Heathrow? There's an airport there, right?
Heathrow, yeah. Charles Gambino has a lyric. It says, if she's not 18, I say I got head in Heathrow.
I was like, what does that mean? The age of consent in Mexico. We already talked about that in a past episode, right?
Yeah.
What? Like, oh, yeah.
The age of consent in Mexico is like super young, like 13 or something.
Yeah, I remember that. What is in like Saudi Arabia, fucking 5 or something?
That's another thing that Alex Jones brought up, that Mexico is like the globalists' experiment.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
Like Mexico is like their experiment, little experiment. Like, interesting.
Right here. Hawaii was one of the many states where the drinking age was 18 until the federal government threatened to withhold federal highway funds from states that didn't raise the drinking age to 21. That is why Oahu, an island, has interstate highways. I think Wyoming was the last state to cave to federal pressure.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay.
I don't know when this was. Probably in the...
Yeah, and Heathrow, the age of consent is 14.
14?
Oh, fuck.
And this is a city or a country? What is Heathrow? Heathrow
is a city, right? Heathrow. I'm sorry. It says age of consent in Europe. What?
14, huh?
Oh, ages of consent vary across Europe. From 14 all the way to 18. Wow, there's... big chunk of it is like 16, 14 to 16. Crazy.
But I mean, if you think about human history in general.
Yeah.
I mean, once a woman starts to have her period.
Only because.
Is basically when they would start matching people up together.
You know?
13, 14 years old. That was the norm for thousands and thousands of years. It wasn't until recently.
Because you want to factor in the life expectancy was like 35, 36.
Yeah. That's true, too.
And they wanted to hurry up and, like, carry on a legacy, get in family and everything. That's when women were popping out, like, 20 kids because, like, half of them would survive.
Exactly. But, I mean, it was normal back then for 14-year-olds to get married. Maybe even 14-year-old get married to an older person, which is wrong and by today's standards, absolutely. But, I mean, back in, I don't know, 300, 400, 500 years ago, even older than that, if a 14-year-old woman and a 14-year-old man were to... get married or be together, whatever you want to call it, whatever the culture was, that was everyday shit. That's how it was. Like you said, they only lived to be double that age pretty much. So it wasn't until recently where we were like...
But as time progresses and society advances with technological advances from the alien elves, the wood elves, things change, okay?
You ever never experimented with any psychedelics, huh? Or hallucinogens?
No hallucinogens.
You either, Tom Tyler?
No, never.
How was your DMT trip?
You never seen.
You've never seen
elves, huh?
I have facilitated a DMT trip though.
You have. That's true. This is true.
I was a dealer for like a short amount of time. I'm just kidding.
One transaction.
How do they harvest DMT? Is it like synthetic? Because I heard something from someone a long time ago that DMT, they have to remove it from dead cadaver or like a cadaver from the brain or something to take it because that's what your brain produces. This is what I heard.
Dude, you get DMT from grass. Like,
yeah, this
you get DMT from like 90% of organisms on Earth or some shit.
This is what just, I heard. That's though.
Not like Alex Jones was saying they gotta abort the babies and get the DMT from there.
No,
DMT's
like
in most things.
Some conspiracy theorists. I can't remember who told me.
I mean, you can get it that way. I'm sure, but it seems like a
because your brain produces massive amounts of DMT. Before
did you say
you die.
A conspiracy theorist told you?
I can't remember who fucking
told
me.
No, did you say that though?
Yeah, I did. I just don't remember. I think it could have been a conspiracy. Somebody I talked to said, yeah, the only way to get like the purest DMT is to harvest it from a cadaver.
Oh, I don't know about the purest. Maybe.
Because when people say
in the lab too.
When people say your whole life flashes before your eyes when you die, your brain spikes in a massive, huge amount of DMT, and you start hallucinating basically when you die. Yeah. So that's why I thought, oh shit, that maybe that's legitimate. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
I don't think that's where they get it. I don't think anybody gets it that way.
I'm sure you can make it synthetically, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of it used to be made synthetically. I don't know about nowadays, but I know before you used to be able to buy it online, like mass quantities.
I think eating salads, I mean, like you said, like grass, lettuce has DMT. It's just something in our brain doesn't...
It's not enough to
actually trip out on it.
Bro, you got to eat 10 heads of lettuce to get the best high.
I don't think there's enough if you're just eating something like that. And it's also when you smoke, it goes straight to the bloodstream, you know? So it hits you faster and stronger. Because ayahuasca is the same thing. It's you're basically taking DMT in a different form, but ayahuasca, you're drinking it. It's mixed in with some other stuff, but you drink it and you have a trip too. But that's like a 4-hour trip or something. And you'll vomit and all kinds of stuff.
Ayahuasca is crazy because I've heard stories where people are cured of anxiety, depression, all PTSD, drug addiction.
Yeah, by one time. They just do it one time and they're just cured, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing as DMT. It's a crazier experience because it lasts longer. You know, you get deeper into it, I guess, because it's like 4 hours or however. I guess it depends on what you take.
It's like a tribal experience.
Yeah, you have to, like, you can only have eat certain things for like the day before, and then like 4 or 8 hours before, you can't eat anything. You can only drink water. It's like a whole process leading up to it. And then, you know, you drink it and they have like some rituals that go on and they sing some fucking chants or something.
See, that's why there's conspiracy theories around the medical industry, because it's like, okay, these medical companies are making millions upon billions of dollars selling these products, selling these medications that people get hooked on. But then at the same time, they're also selling these medications that help people get off of it. So they're making money hand over fist both ways to get people hooked and get people unhooked. If the stories are true on ayahuasca curing people of all these things that you typically would take therapy and years of medication, all this stuff, why not develop a legal ayahuasca? Why not? Because legalize it.
Like you just said, the pharmaceutical industry is, there's a massive...
Exactly, that's the conspiracy.
All the politicians lobbied up by the pharmaceutical industry, and
they're just going to let people go meet with the forest elves?
Yeah.
No. They're not going to allow that.
You need to be chosen.
I want to go do an ayahuasca retreat. That'd be sweet.
That'd be fucking sick.
I want to go down like Costa Rica or something and do it.
Hire a shaman. Make sure he's level 80 shaman, though, at least. Make sure he's spectral elemental.
Elemental, yes, and not fury.
Enhancement, yeah. You don't want
to... enhancement. Yeah. restoration shaman, though. That'd be
good. Oh, there you go. Restoration shaman.
I've heard a lot about that, though. People being cured of all kinds of things with ayahuasca. That's a trip. Makes me think.
Yeah, when it's interesting. Does. We were saying
need
about
to cure the gay from you, Steve.
Well, that ain't going nowhere.
It might cure the gay out of him for a week, but the second he has some cowgirl sex, it's coming right back. You were saying about the pharmaceutical industry, about how we have all these drugs that help prevent certain things, that cause certain things, and they sell you drugs. It's basically just a never-ending loop of trying to sell you more drugs.
And, it's just a circle.
And I heard something from someone on a podcast the other day that the health insurance industry is basically selling you insurance. They're helping you when you get sick. They're giving you drugs when you get sick. Well, real insurance is just taking care of yourself now, so you don't need to take all those drugs. So like ayahuasca, if it's going to cure all that stuff, that's more so an insurance that you're not going to need to pay for drugs in the first place. You're taking care of that stuff right at the source rather than have to if it works. But just anything, the food you eat, if you have all these fucking mental conditions and some sort of hallucinogen is going to help you cure that. In my opinion, that's real health insurance. Just take care of yourself now. That's insuring yourself that you're not going to need to go to the pharmaceutical industry and buy all kinds of drugs and shit.
It's also can be dangerous, though. I think those drugs. Like, I mean, if you're a crazy person, you probably shouldn't be taking drugs like that. You know,
yeah.
If you're schizophrenic or something, you probably shouldn't do it.
No,
let's be honest. If you're already seeing shit, Probably shouldn't be taking psychedelics.
What if, those are the real woke people? Already?
Maybe they are. Shit.
You don't need ayahuasca to see night.
Think most people should try something like that at least once in their life. Like your average normal person does not crazy, should probably try it.
The book that I'm letting Stephen borrow right now, Game Changers.
The one I sold?
Yeah. It's on OfferUp, asshole.
Let it be known, it's the book I let Steven borrow.
For the record.
I only bestowed that book upon you because I felt bad for you, cunt. Fucking peasant swine.
Go ahead.
He tells a story in that book where he says, he gets invited to this billionaire dinner party somewhere in New York or something like that. I can't remember what part of the book it's in, but he said there's all these big name people there, just elitist people at the top of their craft, whatever, uber elite rich people. He said that at this dinner party, each guest is given a chance to speak only one time, and that's like the only time they get to speak for the whole thing, like publicly, whatever. I'm sure there was points where they could break off and talk to themselves, whatever. But he said when it was his chance to speak, he stood up and said, or he asked a question. He said, "How many of you here have used hallucinogenic drugs to help advance your career or your craft?" And he said more than half of the room raised their hand, because apparently there's massive benefits from like microdosing LSD and ayahuasca, DMT, other things like that. Something about them that I don't know exactly what it does, but apparently it's big in the tech companies.
Microdosing LSD is huge in Silicon Valley. Tech and stuff, that's huge. Even like down to the programmers, not even just the...
How do you microdose LSD? What is that?
You're taking a very, very small amount.
Yeah. Acid and LSD are the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so acid tabs is what you put in your tongue. I imagine microdosing is not putting a whole tab on your tongue.
No, I don't even think it's enough to get high off of.
Yeah, I don't think it is either.
What? Then what does it do? I think
you're just getting some type of like...
It opens your mind.
Yeah, something like that. Like, you know, some type of cognitive change in a way.
He says there's not much.
I don't know anything about LSD, though, honestly.
Okay, so I mean, I've heard that before too, Tyler. And if it's true and it has benefits, it has cognitive benefits as far as, you know, in your workplace too. That's the problem, though. Like, that sounds appealing to me. Like, ooh. But then you got to think, the stigma around drugs in general.
Exactly. And where are you going to get
LSD? Like, you can't just say, like, oh, I was microdosing LSD. And whoa, hold on, you druggy bitch.
Exactly. It's kind of...
That's why I don't talk about it. Take your great ideas that I gave you and run with them.
It's kind of like you said, it's looked down upon. But I would say... It's
going away, though. Yeah. Definitely.
Microdosing LSD is less harmful than a lot of other drugs out there.
I think the stigma will be completely gone once there's no baby boomers. It's just millennials and Gen Z.
I mean, but that's like, look what's happened with marijuana. You know, that there used to be a stigma around that.
There still is,
but it's definitely not nearly like even when we were young, there was much more of a stigma.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, now it's basically completely legal in a lot of states. Didn't somewhere just pass? It might have been Canada that's trying to pass like magic mushrooms. I actually think it was a state.
What?
Yeah, I think it might be Seattle or Oregon that they're legalizing or decriminalizing mushrooms.
Have you ever tried mushrooms?
Yeah.
How was that?
That's a wild fucking trip.
I heard if you take a small amount, or maybe a normal amount, I don't know. It depends on the person, I guess, that the floor starts like vibrating, or not vibrating, but like pulsating. The walls start pulsating.
Breathing and shit.
Actually, yeah. I facilitated two experiences for you.
You did?
First one was years before the second one.
I only remember the one that we were talking about earlier. I don't remember the first one.
Ecstasy.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I think you said you had bought like what, five, then you took all of them, nothing happened.
Yeah, that's twice that happened with me. I've taken ecstasy and never felt anything.
Damn.
You're immune to... Oh wait, what does ecstasy release?
MDMA, massive
amounts of dopamine. Every drug that gives you a pleasurable experience is dopamine or serotonin. Those are the two pleasure...
Oh, hormones. You know what else? Ketamine too. I've read that has like benefits. health benefits.
The mushrooms is cool. DMT, I prefer, I think.
It's only like a 5 minute high or something though, right?
Like 10 minutes max or 15 max maybe. I didn't take a lot when I did it, but I think it was probably like, yeah, not even 10 minutes for me. So if I took like the amount you should, the higher amount and what they call breaking through, I didn't actually break through. So I just kind of had a mild high.
Fucking rookie. Didn't even break through.
I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. I was pretty nervous to do it. But yeah, no, it was a quick high. Not once like mushrooms. Mushrooms is long. Mushrooms is hours long when I did that. I did that twice, I think, when I was pretty young.
Everyone knows to break through, you got to go past the first night elf on the left, and then it's going to be the door on the right.
I did see what we were talking about, like the room was breathing, like the walls.
On mushrooms?
Yeah, I walked out of my room, and the hallway was just like...
Oh, didn't you tell me you're looking at yourself in the mirror?
Yeah, I was tripping on myself in the mirror for a while. That was tripping.
You should have live streamed that.
I think the first thing I tripped on was my hand. I was looking at my hand and was like doing all kinds of weird stuff. It was like morphing and being all weird. It was trippy.
That's fucking crazy.
But I started getting like, what do you call it when you have like a fear of small places? Claustrophobia.
Yeah, yeah.
Inside, because the freaking walls were like breathing and like getting tight, you know. I was like, oh shit. So I had to get outside.
Yeah.
And that's when I left my room and the hallway was just like, I was like, holy shit, dude.
see that kind of stuff, it piques my interest, but it's like there's still a stigma and you have to be very careful with it. And you know, you don't want to be that guy where, so and so OD'd on mushrooms.
Can you OD on mushrooms?
What the fuck was he doing mushrooms for? Wait,
can you OD on mushrooms?
OD on mushrooms?
I think you could probably go crazy if you do too much. I don't know.
It's technically like poison to your body. So, I mean, I think you'll just puke.
Yeah, but so is alcohol.
You won't. Yeah, like you'll just puke. Alcohol's worse.
You could die
hands
from
down. Yeah, well, alcohol easily. Could die from. Shrooms, I'm not 100% positive, but I'm pretty sure you'll just throw up if you eat way too much.
What happened? How... Well, if you eat too much mushrooms, will it be one of those things where you start seeing the fucking night elves coming out and fucking...
Yeah.
Follow the fucking
you'll
rainbow,
see crazy
like
shit.
That kind of shit?
You'll see some crazy shit.
Did you see anything like that, or was it just fucking...
I didn't really see, like, actual beings and things that weren't there. I just saw, like, the actual world around me sort of, like, shape-shifting and...
That's pretty cool.
...and fractaling. The best thing was being in a spa. I went in a spa when I was peaking, and, like, all the... bubbles and things coming up, like when I was there, I thought I swore I was God looking at the universe. Like all the bubbles, like I saw like universes forming and blowing up and you know all this crazy shit like in fast motion though, and it was like it was a trip, dude. That was like the coolest thing I saw, and it looked super real.
That's cool.
Well, you never know, you know, all this cool shit that we see in cartoons, movies, television, all this
comes from somewhere.
All this art, yeah,
definitely comes
from. Had to have been from the art, the creators themselves experiencing that or getting the ideas when they're on drugs.
Yeah,
a lot of it, because what you just described right now, I thought I was God in a spa. I can totally imagine that in like some cartoon or something like that, but no one would ever think about that unless they're on drugs, they experienced it on drugs or something.
DMT is the weirdest though, because they talk about this on the Alex Jones podcast too. People have the same exact experience. They're completely disconnected. You know, you have people who have never met each other on different sides of the world who will take DMT and they'll see the exact same thing and they'll go through the exact same experience. That's super weird to me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why are you seeing the same being? Like people, most people anyways, they have an encounter with some being, like they have a feeling that there's a being there and it, like it's communicating with them.
Yeah.
And people who've never met will say have the same exact experience, the same exact being. You know? That's super weird. That's super fucking weird. Because like I was saying, like, you know, shrooms or alcohol or whatever, you do that, you have your own separate experience. You know, if you get drunk, we all get drunk in this room right now. We're going to have a different experience, you know? If we all take shrooms, we're probably going to see similar but different shit.
Yeah, I mean...
DMT, you're going to see the same shit. A lot of people are going to see the same exact thing. That's super fucking weird.
For the most part, I think alcohol, people will have a different experience, but generally, I mean, you're going to get dizzy. You're going to slur your words, maybe get loud. It's just going to amplify who you already are, kind of, you know? Yeah. If you're an asshole, you're going to be more of an asshole. True. If you're hilarious and funny and happy, you're going to get more happy, you know? So it's... Technically, it is different for everybody, but if you look at it generally, it just amplifies who everyone is already. So it,
yeah,
you know what I mean? So
But when you're seeing things
that's,
you know,
crazy.
That are exactly the same, and you're having an encounter with this being and this other person you never even met encounters the same exact being, and that thing tells you the same exact thing, you know, word for word. That's super weird.
It is weird. I think more to your point, there's definitely a lot of untapped potential in us as humans as far as, you know, telepathy or just kind of the experiences like that, that two people or multiple people can experience without knowing. Even look at psychics. Look at, I guess legitimate psychics. I'm still on the fence with that one, but
read my tarot cards.
What do they call those people that? Oh, there's a ghost in here. I'm talking to him. What do they call those people?
It's like a seance or.
I forgot, but those people.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what they're called.
Though. Janice,
evil spirits in here. I'm sensing a whole lot of homosexual vibes in here right now. There's definitely been butt sex in this room before.
Janice, when she
specifically
was,
around there where the bed is at.
Janice, when she was younger, she would experience a lot of like. Weird shit, you know, that she describes as, you know, spirit or ghost and like
conduit.
And I've experienced it too when I was younger, where like if you're laying down in the bed under the covers and you feel like it feels like a hand or some kind of pressure is on you, like as if someone would be like,
so your imagination's fucking wild.
See, that's what I would say, imagination. Yeah. But what was weird, not weird, but interesting is, this lady that she knows, she's an older lady, and she's an acupuncturist. I think she's a chiropractor, acupuncturist, whatever. Janice was talking to her about it one day. She just mentioned that because she was experiencing it again at our new house we live in. And she was like, oh yeah, it's just weird. And, you know, TV would turn on randomly. And the lady was like, oh, tell me more. Like, she's like really interested. And Janice explained all the stuff that she used to experience in her childhood that she doesn't experience now. And this lady basically explained like, oh, that's because you're unique in the sense that you have like open channels or something to it.
She's tapped into something that
into a certain energy, but she got so scared about those that she kind of closed it. She kind of closed it off. That's why she doesn't experience those anymore. I'm like, shit, that's kind of scary. Kind of makes sense. Cause you've heard stories how little kids they're like innocent, so they'll see angels and stuff like that. Like they'll see people. That's why imaginary friends, like kids. I get freaked out sometimes if like Riley's like looking down the hall or like she's just looking like talking to someone. Like, oh, Riley, who are you talking to?
Yeah,
it's a little scary.
That is kind of creepy. I don't personally believe in any of that shit though. Like really? Any type of
you don't think it's possible that it's at least possible.
Like ghosts and things? No, I don't believe in anything like that. Like ghosts, spirits. I don't believe in anything close to that at all. I think that most people is their imagination.
Yeah, I think it's... I've
witnessed weird things happen, like something falls or moves or, you know, like a door closes. I'm like, okay. I'm just usually like a gust of wind blew through here and closed the door, you know, or
yeah, push something I think down. It's there's two different people. People who are like, oh my, it's a spirit. Someone's trying to contact me or something. And then there's the other person that's me, that's always been me growing up, where I'd write it off as not my imagination, just as a coincidence. Like
exactly.
Like if I'm on the computer gaming it up, mostly because I'm too busy to pay attention because I'm gaming it up.
Going in noobs.
Something like I would hear a noise, or I'd be alone in the house, a door would shut or something. I would just be like, oh hey, what's up? You know, I would make it a joke out of it, like acknowledge it as like, oh, it's a ghost. Like, hey, what's up? How's it going? And then just keep on going. Whereas other people would be like, oh my god, hold on, I got to figure this out.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on here?
Like, there's a creak at 2 a.m. Oh my god, it must be a ghost. You know, it's like
there was an experience. I think I've talked about it before. I was in my room one time. I was younger, probably 13, 12. I was in my room laying down, and I had woken up randomly. In the middle of the night, it was 3 a.m. actually.
My hand was still on my dick from jerking off to a magazine.
It was actually...
You noob, I used LimeWire.
My hand
then.
Was still encrusted on my dick. Now, I woke up and my room is like at the very top of the stairs. So you go upstairs, there's three rooms. One on the left, one on the right, and then one right in front. I was the room right in front, in the middle. I woke up and the hall room light was on, which I didn't think it was abnormal. It was just on. And I'd see a shadow coming from the right room, which is where my sister's room is. I saw a shadow of like a, it was like a human shadow. It was like
Slenderman.
And I heard the creak, like someone walking. I'm just thinking, okay, that's my sister probably going to the bathroom or something. And I'm just watching. I remember I was drowsy too. I was a little, like, cause I just woke up. I'm just watching it, and the shadow's like,
sleep paralysis.
I'm like, damn, is what is she doing? Like, okay, is she gonna move or something? But I just, it's all I saw. It could have been, it could have been my sister sleepwalking and just like being a weirdo like that. I took it as like,
Lisa, well,
that's fucking weird. All right, I'm going back to sleep. And that was it. That was a weird, that was a really weird experience. But yeah, again, like I said, that could, there could be a clear explanation. My sister was being a weirdo.
They have been, my dad's old house, you guys have all been there, the house up on the hill.
Yeah.
Everybody who lived there swore that there was, you know, things like that going on there. And I grew up there my entire life, and I never experienced one thing. I mean, maybe I'm not a conduit to the spirit world or whatever, but, you know, I was like, I never, yeah, I heard noises, you know, things fall and doors shut, but I never, even as a kid, I never thought like, oh my, there's a spirit or a ghost, you know, but everybody else swore that things happened, things touched them. And I was like, there's been multiple times like that when I lived with one of my ex-girlfriends, same thing at that house. Like everybody swore there was like bad juju and bad energy in this room and over here in the garage. And I'd be like, I'd be in the garage back then. I was a piece of shit. All I did was smoke weed literally 24/7. I'd be in the garage like all day smoking, and they wouldn't even go in there because they were so scared of it. I'm like,
wow,
dude, I'm here in the middle of the night alone and nothing ever happens to me. But they swear, you know, and her mom would be like saging the house, you know, one of those people who cleanses the house, they burn sage in it or whatever.
Yeah,
there are open conduits to that kind of experience.
I just don't have that.
You did not have that.
It's not in me. Yeah, I've never felt that way or seen. Like I said, things have happened around me like that, but I just chalk it up to,
yeah,
like you said, it's just a coincidence.
I mean, when I was a kid, I saw a fucking fishtail come up onto the shore while I was at the beach. When I was like
a mermaid,
4 or 5 years old, I was like, oh my god, it's a fucking mermaid. Exactly. I was fucking super. So when you're a kid, your imagination's wild, it's running crazy,
fucking like, harpoon that shit.
you think crazy shit. So I don't really believe that stuff either. I do know somebody that messed around with a Ouija board.
Oh, when they were that, young, that's
that
scary.
Shit, fucking that is kind of weird.
I wouldn't mess with that shit. I mean, okay, I'm curious to mess with it, but then I would not mess with it because of other people's stories.
They told me some crazy shit. So, or this person said, this is back in the 80s, maybe late 70s. I don't know.
Oh, so but, cocaine was definitely involved.
I'm pretty sure pot was involved, but I mean,
there you go.
But if pot was, I mean, if pot's 10 times stronger than it was in the 70s now, then what they were smoking back then probably gave them maybe a tiny little head change, whatever.
What do they call the shit weed? I always forget the term. What's it
dirt
called?
Dirt weed?
No, he's probably the only one would know. It's a name. It's like a male name.
Fuck, I forgot.
Not Mary
Reggie.
Jane.
Reggie. Oh, there you go. Yeah, smoking Reggie. That Reggie back then.
So they probably, it probably wasn't that good, but they told me stories where they were trying to contact some spirit or some shit. And it was talking back to them. They all heard the same voice.
What?
I forgot
they
the
heard
name
a
of
voice?
The, they, I forgot the name of the demon or whatever the fuck you want to call it was. But let's just say its name was Martha. I'm pretty sure that was it. They were saying like, they were taunting it. They were like, Martha.
I'm Martha.
The we're like waiting for you in the kitchen, whatever. I don't know how it works. Martha I think Stewart. There's like a little like globe on the Ouija board or something like that, right? Or I don't know what they look like.
I don't think so.
I don't know what they look like.
Just a flat board with lettering, I think, okay, and a little thing you push around.
He was telling me they all heard that same voice, and then the table flipped or something like that.
What?
And I swear to God.
Dramatic.
But
who is this?
I've heard a lot of stories.
I don't want to say the person's name.
Family?
I'll tell you off. Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of stories like that about Ouija boards, too, and I just don't believe them.
My dad, I think, my dad said he played with one with my grandma, his mom. Or it could have been just my grandma, but they're trying to contact like a family member. And the one weird thing that happened was they're playing with it. And then out of nowhere, could it be coincidence, of course, but it always just, you know, a light bulb just shattered.
Shattered?
It shattered. Like
that is kind of weird. Like how often do light bulbs just shatter?
I mean,
if it turned off, I'd be like, okay, whatever, you know, but it fucking shattered. That's weird.
That is fucking weird.
That's.
So there's something weird going on with the Ouija board.
I heard I'll you say that. Something about sleep paralysis over there.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, when you saw that shadow, moving back and forth. Uh-huh. Could that have been sleep paralysis? Because I've heard some fucking weird shit about sleep paralysis. I've never personally experienced it before, but
I've had a lot of sleep paralysis.
Yeah, my cousin, he said he would wake up, so your brain's awake, but your body can't move, basically. Uh-huh. And he said he would see himself staring at himself, just mm-hmm. like Ew. he would like float outside of his own body and see himself sleeping.
No, that's you get an astral projection.
That shit's fucking weird.
Wish I could do that.
But yeah, sleep paralysis is weird. Most people they have a sense that something's in the room with them, and I've had that. I didn't really have. I've never had like myself looking at myself, but
yeah.
I can't move.
Yeah,
and I know something's in the room. Like there's a presence in the room. It's like usually standing at the edge of the bed or like off in the corner somewhere, but it's there and it's looking at me and it's like kind of coming closer and I cannot fucking move no matter what. Yeah. I've had this happen.
And you don't believe in spirits?
No, I don't.
What do you think it is? What's the explanation?
Well, first of all, I'm asleep. You dream when you're asleep. Okay. You're under the influence of DMT. Right, but yeah, it's super weird because, I mean, you're actually not asleep. I'm fully conscious. I'm awake. I'm awake. I can think. I know where I am. I know you're buzzing again, Juan. But yeah, it's just really weird because you can't move. You're awake and you can't move. But I can get out of it. I used to be stuck there for a while, like a long time, like hours sometimes. I'd be stuck and I can't fucking move. Yeah. And it's scary, you know?
You feel like restless when you wake up, just like you didn't sleep very well?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's scary, and it's not necessarily scary because, yeah, it's scary to think like something's in the room and I can't open my eyes to check. You know, like you want to, no matter what, I'm trying to open my eyes to look to make sure that nothing's there and I can't, you know? Or damn. I've been like sleeping next to a girl and I'm trying to scream and I can't. Like I'm literally like, you know, it's like in a dream when you try and scream or you've been weird. In a dream where you like try to hit something and you can't. Yeah. It's like that, but you're awake, you know, and I'm trying to scream and I can't. I'm like trying to get her to wake me up. But now I could, if I just try to really, if I just calm down and I focus on like wiggling like just a finger or like a toe or something really small, like I just really focus on that. It takes a while, but if I do it, once I wiggle that thing, I can snap out of it.
That's or you weird. Try to get pop a boner, you just...
Oh, I could do that, no problem.
Use like fucking... The pick of destiny. Use the cock.
Use the cock.
So you've experienced that enough times to actually come up with a method to get out of it.
I've experienced that hundreds of times.
Is that under the influence of the ganja too? Like mostly, or is it just anything? Anytime,
that is mostly
sober. When I'm the ganja.
Mostly sober. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I for a long time I smoked like very habitually because I didn't want that to happen. And, smoking wouldn't. Smoking would prevent that. Smoking actually suppresses dreams too. And I have like, I used to have crazy lucid dreams and like night terrors, like super scary shit.
The hell, I don't smoke and I don't have any dreams.
Dude, you got to start writing. You do have dreams. You just don't remember them. You never have a dream and then
you dream every
think
night.
About something later in the day and you're like, oh, I fucking dreamt
about
that.
No, there's only like a few spotty times where I'll have, I'll wake up and remember, oh, that was a pretty cool dream. And then I forget it.
I just write a quick cliff note right when I wake up.
I do that too.
And then I go back.
I've done that for years.
Yeah, I go back.
Going in his ass wrong.
Oh, wait, that was real life. That was a dream.
Damn, I've been having way too much cowgirl sex. Fuck.
But lucid dreams are freaking sweet though. Like,
they're
when
fucking
you're aware
badass.
Of them, there was a period for like 5 years where I would lucid dream only and like every single night. And dude, they're so sweet.
I've had
badass.
Some like war dreams where I've had dreams where all of us were
war dreams.
No, I've had a dream where all of us were in like a bunker and we're just defending the shit out of it to like the last man.
And then
whatever.
You said, "Hold on, I'm a big dickhead." Yeah. You run out.
And then I woke up and I was just playing R6.
Yeah, lucid dreams are sick.
You're dreaming actually while playing.
I had a dream. I was top fragger.
So you've lucid dreams. Have you ever had like an astral projection or like out of body dream type deal?
I've never had that. Like where you're completely aware that you're dreaming.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had dreams kind of like that where I'll dream that I fucking had billions of dollars or whatever, you know, and I'm like, could do whatever I want and everything. And
I'm going to get so many hookers.
I've had wet dreams too before like that where you are with a hooker or something like that, you know, and I've had dreams where I was rich as fuck and then at some point through the dream I was like, okay, I know I'm dreaming now,
dude. You know what's weird? I probably got it from the Matrix because this was when I was younger, before I had any sexual experience. I had a dream that I was about to get down with a chick in a bright red dress. You know, in The Matrix, they use the girl in the bright red dress as like the distraction.
Lady Red.
Probably got it from The Matrix, but that was, I remember. That's a dream that I do remember.
I actually had a wet dream recently.
Really?
Yeah, I really did. Two.
Oh, shit.
Two, actually, and I'm guessing it's because I haven't been fapping. Yeah.
Well, you were over the other day, Tyler.
Dude, I went like 2 months without doing it, and the blue balls, man, I had to fucking...
I haven't had any blue balls, but I had two wet dreams, and when I've had a girl over a couple times, and I've... But when I come, dude, holy shit, it's a lot.
It's intense.
Yeah, it's intense, but it's also a lot, dude. Yeah. And the same with the wet dream. It's like a shitload, like ridiculous amount. It's kind of like worrisome almost. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I'm worrisome.
It is. Like, I'm like, damn, that's a gang.
Well, you know, if you don't use it, you'll lose it, Steven.
Well, I've been fucking losing it.
So these wet dreams, what was his name?
It was good old Tommy.
Oh, good old Tommy down on 33rd and 3rd Avenue.
That's the one.
It goes the tightest fucking cheeks in the
neighborhood. He gives a mean blowjob.
Dude, that guy could suck a golf ball through a god nose. I swear to God.
It was a blowjob, actually, the most recent wet dream I had. A really good one, too. Fuck.
Man, it takes... I mean, it takes a guy to know a guy. Yeah, so. Exactly.
But I haven't had a wet dream in fucking since I was going through puberty, basically.
Yeah, dude, I hardly maybe.
So it's
got to
be that.
You know,
it's got to be the fact that I haven't been fapping it.
Yeah,
it's the only explanation. And two in the last 2 months or whatever.
Yeah, that's crazy. God,
it's the only thing that's different.
I've never heard that.
It makes sense though, you know.
It's weird because I've never experienced blue balls. Never successful every time. Just kidding. No, even like I. If I were to get to that point,
that's because you're a soy boy.
If I were to get to that point and nothing happened, I wouldn't have like, oh my god, my balls hurt. So I don't understand when people say,
are
I got blue balls.
Are you kidding me, dude? That's why I remember you told me it was a myth one time. I was like,
yeah.
You are tripping fucking blue balls right now. You're tripping.
Juan, have you had blue balls?
Yeah, I've had him once.
One time, dude. I've literally had them hundreds of times, just randomly.
Hundreds of times, holy
yeah, hundreds
shit!
Because every time you shoot your shot, the more testosterone
you got in your system, you know. I really, honestly, I think that does play a factor in it.
Like, what?
Oh, shut
if,
the fuck!
No, honestly, if you have like, if you're lifting weights a lot and you're fucking eating ton of protein and you're doing heavy lifting and you're working a lot,
being a soy boy,
that does produce more testosterone in your system, which will make you hornier. Back squats are clinically, like scientifically proven to increase sperm
back
count.
Back squat onto that dick.
Well, you know, what happens when you have too much testosterone, right? It turns into estrogen.
Oh, really?
Legitimately. Yeah. If you have an excess of testosterone.
I'm not saying I have an excess, but
the biggest soy boy.
I'm saying you, you know what I'm saying?
But I think if you don't.
That makes sense what you're saying. I mean, I could see that being, you know, correlated. Testosterone and blue balls, I guess, or just, you know, that somehow that being correlated.
Bro, yeah. You almost see it. You almost called out of work because of blue balls. Is it
it was
that
fucking
bad?
Yeah. Sometimes it's not that bad.
You gotta get that check, homie. You can't let blue balls stop you.
Sometimes it is that bad. Sometimes it's not that bad.
Has taking a shit ever made you come?
What the fuck?
Wait.
Every single day.
Wait. Wait, are you telling me that people can take a shit without coming? I mean,
isn't that normal?
Wait, what are you trying to say, Juan?
No, that's the thing. Some dudes that's happened to, like if they don't fap or, you know, they haven't came in a long time and your gland gets really full with semen. It's in near the, you know, the prostate. You can reach it through the
right
anus.
The ass.
If
your G-spot's in your asshole.
You take a fat enough shit, I guess, it can push the fucking sack and push out the semen.
Dude, that'd be the ultimate, actually.
God
shit
damn.
And cum.
Holy
and
shit.
And piss at the same time.
Fuck.
And then you blow your nose at the same
time. What the
fuck?
Holy shit. Okay, I can see that because
dude, that's fucking hilarious.
Shit is coming out of your ass. Your G spot is in your ass. And if you haven't.
Believe me, I would know.
If you haven't came in a while.
Very familiar.
Damn, that's crazy though. It actually triggered it.
Fuck.
Well, it's never happened to me because I've had so many dicks up there that the poop is too soft.
If you take a big enough shit. rubs up because Steve was like, fuck, I gotta try that.
Oh, man, I'm gonna eat an extra big meal today.
I'm gonna eat a bunch of dirt and grass to clog that shit up.
That's the loophole. See, I may not be jacking off, but if I shit and then I come while shitting, dude, it's all good.
Yeah, see, the loophole is you just get another guy to jerk you off.
That's what I've been doing. Why do you think Tyler gets here so early for the
podcast? Why don't you start a new trend today? Watch, you'll hear in the news. People are shitting instead of jacking off.
Well, I don't think that there's pleasure in it. I think it just squirts out.
Oh, so they don't actually have like an orgasm? The cum just comes out?
Yeah, it just comes out. It just gets pushed out.
That's fucking boring.
Oh, then that's definitely happened to me before.
Describe your experience, Juan.
Please. Go into detail.
Well, a friend of a friend told Zion.
No!
That wasn't shit. That was my... Oh.
Wow, so you guys made a little... We dug under the snow, 5 feet of snow.
A little...
Had to keep each other warm.
A little Brokeback Mountain action.
You guys little... He hibernated his dick inside of your asshole. It's hibernation season, Steven.
Oh, shit.
Open the den.
I'm going to shoot a few cubs inside of your ass.
Papa Bear's coming home.
Oh, shit.
Papa Bear's not the only thing coming.
I think we have to end on the shit cum.
Yeah, that's a good...
I don't think we can top that.
Sorry, folks.
No, yeah. No moral of the story. We talked about a lot of shit this episode. Tyler, T-Bone,
that was
take
a
it
good
away.
One. It's T-Fag. Thank you very much. Oh, you prefer that one better?
T-Bag.
T-Bag. Hey, that's a good one. I like T-Bag. This has been episode 39. Like Andrew said, I don't know what the moral of the story was for this episode. I don't know what you're going to take away from this, but we hope you
shit.
We hope you enjoyed it. We were all over the place today, and I got to say, this is probably one of the funnest episodes we've ever done, if not the funnest, most hilarious episode we've ever done. We hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did. If you enjoyed it, go ahead and give it a rating on iTunes. 5 stars only, please. Go ahead and like it if you're watching on YouTube. And share it out with your friends and family. And I don't know if you'd want to share it with your friend or your family, actually.
Share it with your family.
Yeah, share it with your family.
It's a family show.
This is a family show. Share it with your mom, your grandma, everybody. I'm sure they'll enjoy listening to it. That said, we'll see you guys in episode number 40. Peace.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Bro Duder. We will catch you guys in the next one. Oh, and one more thing. Fuck you.